So obviously, COVID, guys, the spicy cough was in Newcastle before it was really anywhere else, the Omicron, after the big Argyle house. What do they call it? The largest transmission event in the world, which I don't see that as accurate.
It's just unbelievable, the reporting on that, wasn't it? It was one man who did the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And then they blamed the venue. Yeah. The venue who did everything right. Yeah. So that's very upsetting. But yes, I guess Newcastle was in the headlines for a little while wasn't it?
And so we all had to, our show ended early. We all had to leave, escape COVID. I had to get back up to Queensland. If I got to shut the borders. All that fun end of year stuff that we've been going through the last couple of years. Anyway, turns out I ended up getting COVID in Queensland.
Got the vid.
Yeah. At the Gold Coast, actually.
Didn't escape anything.
No, I didn't escape anything. I actually think it was worse up at Burley, where we were for holidays.
We were
at the Goldie for 5 days, and everyone there who I know, who I saw there, who were like friends or family, whatever, all got COVID.
Do you reckon it's because Queensland has been, relatively unscathed when you look at New South Wales and Victoria? So were they just a bit more lax?
Don't get me started on
it. The attitude a bit more chill?
Oh, and arrogant about it. But they were so arrogant about it. Friends, family and stuff. So naive. And so, like, it hasn't affected us. Hasn't touched us. And I felt a real difference going home, Morgan and I both did, with our families and friends. With COVID, it was just a weird talking point.
Yeah.
That we felt like we'd lived a different life for a couple of years, especially last year. We had that long lockdown and they had nothing.
They
were sort of laughing about it. You know what I mean? Not like friends and stuff would sort of, no COVID here or whatever. It gets too hot. I was like, it is coming. Omicron's up the highway.
So were they saying it gets too hot?
Yeah,
as though
Queensland,
the temperature is on their side.
Like, that's not, come on, shall we not?
As a quick aside to that, try spending like New Year in Melbourne. Where people are walking around like war vets.
Yeah.
People are just like, the last 2 years, like the look in their eye. Oh,
yeah.
This really got us.
Yeah, it feels like we've been through something, particularly Victoria, sympathy for them. But anyway, I had 20 friends with the Gold Coast. We're all together. We're going to Burley, the Burley Pav, like all the venues you can go, all the hotspots. And as it comes on the 1st of Jan, literally the start of the new year, I woke up and I was coughing my lungs out.
Really?
And all of a sudden my muscles were so heavy and so sore. But I was also hungover. So I was like, is it COVID or is it a serious hangover going to the 1st? So it probably made it a little bit better for me because I thought it was a hangover. But then that night I had the muscle sweats. So I had the fever and all that sort of stuff. And then realized that we're at the Gold Coast in an apartment. Right. And we all realized that we had COVID. There was like eight
You're
of us
still
in the one apartment.
Mates,
all
yeah.
of us had COVID.
Especially because I don't know if you get this as well, but every time I'm hungover, I get a very mild cold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For
Is your body going, Nick, you're too old for this. I'm going to knock you down for a few days. Oh, okay.
Every time I get a bad hangover, it's like a mild cold for a day and then it's gone.
Yeah. Okay. And also, our immune systems were pretty low. This has come on the back of 5 days of drinking.
Yeah.
So it didn't help. And I thought I was going to be one of those asymptomatic people who doesn't get it. It's all good.
You're fit. Yeah,
I'm young and fit. Oh, I got pretty mild symptoms. Like I got the sweats, the fever for about a day.
What about
and a half.
Your sense of taste and smell?
I had taste the whole time, pretty much. I lost smell, though. Tell you what was my tester, actually. If you do get COVID, try this test. It's the Ducker certified test. Okay. Salt and vinegar chips.
Yeah.
When I knew my COVID was getting better is when I could taste them properly again. Oh. When I had them when I was peak COVID, it tasted like chlorine.
Wow.
It gave
I
a real
like
bad
that. Even
sinus-y.
Just have a, like a control food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I hated them. And they're my favourite chips. I couldn't eat them until the end of my COVID stint. Anyway, we're back in Brisbane. All my friends then tested positive. There were 20 of us. We all started popping off. I was one of the first to go.
Were people pointing fingers? Like the New South Welshman brought it in?
Oh, yeah. And because I was one of the first one to get symptoms. It was like, did you bring it? I was like, I gave it to you.
This is my plan all along.
But we isolated together because we all got it at the exact same time. So there was like a couple of us that isolated together in my parents' house in Brisbane while they were up the coast at Noosa enjoying their holiday.
Yes. Now, at what phase would you say of the COVID experience did the dress come out?
Yeah, I cross dressed for a bit, Gilly. Yeah.
Okay.
It's 2022. I was like, whatever, mate, I was trapped in a house. I was trapped in a house with Morgan.
Is that a common symptom?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that widely reported on.
You should try it. I was like, let's dress up for dinner tonight. And I was with a couple of girls, like Morgan, my partner, and Anna, and stuff. And they were like, yeah, why don't you wear a dress? And I was like, I'll do it. And I was like, we've got to get photos if we're wearing dresses.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. You look great in red.
I felt dresses are comfortable.
Why do you think we wear them?
Mate, you can flow. And I felt like my bits were in the breeze.
Absolutely. If you've got no clean undies, it doesn't really matter.
I felt so good. I said to Morgan, do you feel like this all the time?
Yes.
Anyway, I survived the spicy cough. But one thing I do notice with COVID, I've been speaking to a lot of people who've had it around Christmas time here in Uwe, it lingers. It really lingers. Like one day I'll be totally normal and be like completely fine. Exercise, whatever. I've been exercising. It's fine. It's been 3 weeks since I've had it. But then some days you just have headaches. You're tired. I get foggy. I can't concentrate on things.
That's interesting. Sporadic.
Yeah. And my chest gets really tight. And then you're sort of fine. And you have these really, it's almost like a come down. Like you have these really down moments and then it's fine again the next day. And Morgan and I were both talking about it yesterday and it still lingers. Yeah, and people right. apparently from Christmas who got COVID are still having those effects.
Day on, day off.
Yeah. So apparently there's like, I don't know if it's true, but I heard there's like a 30 to 90 day immunity when you get COVID that you might not be able to get it again. Yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. Don't go out and catch it. That's the dumbest thing you can do.
I know. Those memes of like, oh, now would be a good time. You don't want it. No. Like, really?
No, you don't want
no,
it.
No, let's keep doing the right thing. Get our boosters, sanitize, all that jazz.
You know, I'm relatively young. I'm the youngest in the team, the baby of the team.
Okay, yeah, by like 3 days.
Absolutely over you. And, you know, fit and whatever, but like, it's still three,
and yet,
throws you around.
You were the one who got it.
I know. If it was anyone's
wash your
get
hands,
it.
You dirty pig.